Welcome to the Daily Devotion with Pastor Terry Reynolds.
It's so good to be with you today as we continue along in Psalm 119. Today we're in verse number 58. It's so exciting to go through the Psalms each and every day. Every verse that we look at is so important for our walk as we grow together. It's almost, you can picture them as building blocks. They all, fasten one to another. And they're, each and every one of them is very vital to us. I think as we grow, we could see as we're kind of building this wall to help us to sustain ourselves as we go through our walk, as we push towards the end when our Lord and Savior comes for us, that we stand strong. So let's, take time to read these verses over and really meditate and think upon God's Word. You might say to me, well, Pastor Terry, I just started with you on Psalm 119. Well, you always can go to the website, and we have it all archived on Podbean, where you can go all the way back at verse number 1 of Psalm 119 and take your time and grow through these scriptures together. I'm growing, and I'm being blessed. And even this day, in verse number 58, we read, I entreated thy favor with my whole heart. Be merciful unto me according to thy word. Finding favor with people is, I think, at times is vital. Maybe it's with a boss, a workplace, a relationship that where you're looking for some grace, we like to call it sometimes, or just to find favor where a door might be open or somebody might not approve on something. I remember in the book of Nehemiah, as you read it, how Nehemiah was looking for the Lord to give him favor as they sought out to rebuild the walls and restore the destroyed city. And they found favor from the Lord. And the Lord moved on to not only king there in Babylon's heart, but also those who would want to block him from even getting there to Jerusalem, how he found favor with the Lord. But he was looking for God. The psalmist was looking for the help from the Lord. So he entreated thy favor. And I like it earlier in Psalm 119, verse 10, we read, with my whole heart I have sought after thee. As you see throughout the scriptures, the people who are really experiencing the blessings of God, the fruitfulness of the Lord in their life, are the ones who are seeking the Lord with all of their hearts. There seems to be this sense of apathy that falls into different believers where they seem like they've done enough. If they just go to church and they just show up every so often, that's they've done their religious service. And for whatever reason, they stop short of experiencing all that God has for their life with the joy, the peace, the wisdom, and just the great benefits of serving Him. I think it's wise that we take a look at the psalmist where we see how he sought the Lord with all of his heart. Oh, way further in the New Testament, in the book of Hebrews, chapter 10, verse 22, the writer of the Hebrews exhorts us. He says, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith. See, for us, when we give our whole heart to the Lord and we really draw close to Him, even as our Psalm 58 is talking about, he says what it does, it gives us a sense of full assurance, because for us to do that requires us to really enter into a relationship of faith with God, that you're believing in Him, you're trusting in Him, and He gives us that sense of assurance. And I believe the psalmist is really believing that God's going to hear him, He's going to answer his prayer, and he's going to find favor. Isn't interesting? We really don't know who the psalmist is. Some say Ezra, some say David, even some have said Isaiah. We don't know even what the problem was, what he was looking for help from the Lord was. But I think the steps that he's taking are things that we can learn from. How, first of all, if there's something going on in our lives where we need help, that we'll be like the psalmist, that we'll turn to the Lord and entreat of Him to find favor, and certainly we'll go after Him with all of our heart, and we'll seek after Him. In Psalm 27, verse 80, we read, when thou sayest, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. over and over and over in the scriptures, you can see those who sought the Lord sought him with all of their heart. And then we see here in our psalm, he says, be merciful unto me. This psalmist was looking for mercy upon his life. And I think that's good for us, that each and every day that we'll look for the merciful hand of the Lord to be upon us, the grace of God to lead us, it'll open up the doors to us. Let thy mercy come also unto me, it says in verse 41 of Psalm 119. In verse 65, as we'll see here in a few weeks, where it says, thou hast dealt with me with thy servant, O Lord, according unto thy word. And as we see here in Psalm 58, he says, be merciful unto me according to thy word. See, he knew that God's word promised that he would extend merciful unto those that seek him. He says, blessed are the merciful, so they shall find that mercy. They'll find grace. They'll find the kingdom of God. As we seek God and we seek him with all of our hearts, we will find that mercy that God wants to bestow upon us. And it's according to his word. In Psalm 56 and 4, we read, in God I will praise his word. In God I will put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. And I love it because, you know, he says the flesh maybe could have been his problems that he was facing. It could have been an invading army that David was facing there in Psalm 56. It could have been a problem within his home. He says, but what he was doing, he was praising God for his word, that he had learned to put his trust in God, and he wasn't going to fear anything that flesh could do unto him. And finally, in Matthew 24, verse 35, he says, heaven and earth shall pass away. But he says, but my word shall not pass away. And so as we read one more time, Psalm 119, verse 58, it says, I treated thy favor with all of my heart, or my whole heart. Be merciful unto me according to thy word. What a great, great prayer. May that be our prayer this day. And so until next time, may God richly bless you. Thank you for taking part in today's program. We would love to hear from you. You can email us at terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Again, that's terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Or you can write us at Agape Chapel, P.O. Box 4023, Huntington Beach, California, 92647.